welcome to the program from Sports. Excuse me. Let me start that whole thing again. Please welcome to the show, Gord Stellick. Hi, Gord. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dean?
Not great. The host of Leafs Nation, Hockey Nation Saturdays, 5 p.m. on Sports at 590 The Fan. Nice to hear you and Mr. Halushko yesterday and Halushko's keys to the game. One of them was protecting a lead if you got one.
Yeah, you know, it's at the end of game one, stat is the Maple Leafs have three losses, two in overtime, one regulation. All three of those games, they had the lead after two periods of play, and they've been outscored 9-1 in the third and in overtime. So as much as there's many, many positives, that's one thing, you know, that's got to be addressed.
Yeah. And what is it, Gord? Is it goaltending? Is it a defense? Is it a lack of, attention to detail by your forwards and the inability, maybe inexperience? What do you attribute it to?
I like the fact, I mean, even last night, you look at that, they hit the crossbar, Zaitsev had an unfortunate, the stick just broke on him, he's ready to wire the puck. So to me, there's been the compete level right to the bitter end. Of all those things you said, and people are reluctant to point it out, but I'd say goaltending. I really do. I'm not trying to turn a goaltending controversy so far. I'm certainly big on Freddie Anderson. I know Enroth played last night, but I'm big on Freddie Anderson. But, you know, look at the difference Devin Dubnyk made last night. I mean, Devin Dubnyk was the first star of the game. So you need a goaltender the odd time to come up with the big save at the right time. Would have been nice against Ottawa, for example. Would have been nice to get one against Winnipeg. So I think that's been the biggest part in not being able to hold those leads.
What is your concern with the goaltending? Is it that Freddie Anderson isn't up to the task? Are the Leafs kind of being bit again by, you know, going after a goaltender who wasn't a number one goaltender where he was and making him their number one goaltender? It's something we've seen before. The name Jonathan Bernier comes to mind. What is it with Freddie Anderson you've seen that you don't like?
I don't have any, you know, to be honest, Dean, I don't have any concern at this point. Like I said, he's hurt. It takes a while to get going. You see JVR from coming back from a significant injury last year. And Mike Babcock said it takes time to get your conditioning and other things. Freddie Anderson, it wasn't a long time he was number one, but Jonathan Bernier never was a real bona fide number one in the NHL. Freddie Anderson had a bit of a run that way and proved he could win games with the Anaheim Ducks. So I'm still okay with the Maple Leafs hitching their wagon to him in the big picture. But in the small picture, that's something right now that has let them down a bit.
Gord, we were talking about this earlier. Nazem Kadri, I thought, played a good game last night. He created a lot of chances. When does Mike Babcock let him play with these young, skilled kids?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you see all these kids out there. Normally, it's the other way around. You're always going, when the hell is the guy going to play the kids? And you see them out there and you go, geez, where's Tyler Bozak? Where's this guy? Where's that guy? Where's Kadri? And I see Kadri getting more ice time of late. You know, he got the power play goal. He got the two goals the other night. And I think Mike Babcock's kind of looking for that mix, how to use guys appropriately. But I think from the word go, obviously the mantra was get the kids out, play them a lot. And they've deserved to play a lot. And, you know, they've been nice surprises, I think, for most people. And you forget, okay, Nazem Kadri, when he's on his game, can be a strong player too. And, you know, you kind of take that for granted at times a little bit. So I think Mike Babcock's going to start mixing things around right now. But, the flavor of the month is the kids. And the kids really have deserved that to get a serious look. It's not like you're excluding other guys, but you're cutting into their ice time. But if you're going to get better, you have to get guys that are better to play on the first, second, you know, top lines in your core 4D.
Let's get to the kids, namely one of them that doesn't get anywhere near as much credit as the other two. Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews are being heralded as the future of the franchise. Austin Matthews scored his league-leading fifth goal yesterday. Mitch Marner, it didn't look great yesterday, but he's looked really good in pretty much every other game that they played this season. And I believe led forwards, it was top two or three in ice time last night as well, so it wasn't for a lack of trying. I think four or five shots on that as well. But let's get to William Nylander. I mean, he makes another great play yesterday. Was it on the Kadri goal, was it on the Austin Matthews goal, just to hold up? The Matthews goal, pardon me. And he's looked terrific, not just burying his chances when he's got them, but, you know, sharing the puck and the vision that he has, which I didn't know was part of his game, but really overshadowed by the other two. Just talk to maybe how important that is to a young guy like that to kind of fly under the radar and be able to produce without much pressure.
Yeah, hello, and also props Kadri. It was his 200th career point he got assisting on Austin Matthews' goal. And that's the part, Dean, I've liked the best is seeing, because Nylander was getting busted by Mike Babcock last year. Mike Babcock said pretty well kid gloves on Marner and Matthews, and I don't see why, for no reason, for good reason as well. But last year, he wasn't big on Nylander's two-way play. Nylander was in the fold the year before Marner and 2 years before Matthews. So there's been a lot of hype around him for a while, and then he got kind of dwarfed by the other two. You're right, he's kind of been played in their shadow. But, you know, I looked at it that game number one was Matthews, game number two was Marner. The Winnipeg game, after two periods of play, you're saying, okay, the storyline's Nylander now, the way he's played. And again, last night, you're right on that. And some skills, some good shots, all that kind of play, and maybe the kick in the ass about, you know, being a attention to two-way detail has helped improve that game a little bit a notch. Because I know last year when the Marlies went down in that final playoff series, you tend to get down on a little bit on everybody, and Nylander was one of those guys. But he is right up there with the other guys, and you're right that he probably doesn't get the same. Well, there's only so much, I guess, attention to go around, and Auston Matthews, because being first overall, gets the bulk of it. But I find Nylander the most pleasant surprise.
Gord, when is Jake Gardner going to stop being the most frustrating Maple Leaf?
You know, he is what he is. I like Jake Gardner, but he just, and Connor Carrick's had doses of it too. But I mean, in Connor Carrick's case, I like what I see. I don't mind that. I think if he can be a little bit better in the big picture than Jake Gardner as far as the educated guesses and the educated chances. Now, he plays a lot with Jake Gardner, so that doesn't exactly have the optimal role model that way. But, you know, Morgan Riley, for example, has done more to ascend to that role as a complete defenseman. Jake Gardner, it just seems, you know, for all the skill he has and the contributions he makes, he's going to have that element about the unfortunate giveaway, the unfortunate misplay, mischeck, whatever it may be. It seems to be part of his DNA.
Real quick, we talked about it this morning, Gordon. We got to go in just a second here. The most boring franchise in the last 10 years in the NHL.
Seems like the ghost of Jacques Lemaire, who's actually with Toronto now, has always been with Minnesota. They came in and were effective as basically an expansion team with a boring style. That's why I'm glad Bruce Boudreau's there, you know, inject a little bit of life. But I don't know what it is about their, even their uniforms look boring. I don't know what it is. But
yeah, that's what we're saying today. Yeah. Worst unis in the league. Close second is Columbus. That would be runner-up for most boring franchise in the NHL, wouldn't you think?
Ottawa Senators, Gordon.
Right there, yeah.
Could be. And the North Stars were very exciting. They had the green, the seats were colored. They kind of the kaleidoscope of seat colors there and all that, and you're right about that. That's been a boring kind of organization, so it's good some life with Bruce Boudreau for sure.
Gordo, thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you soon.
And don't forget Jeffrey Meyer. He was the kid that interfered, but he did it at home for the New York Yankees, right?
Yeah, he did. What was that guy's name again? Danny Tartable that was in the outfield? No, that wasn't Danny Tartable. Who was the guy that was in the outfield?
The umpire was Rich Garcia who missed it. But anyway, but if you're going to interfere, do it to help the home team, not to screw the home team. Come on. The kid knew and the older kid didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's Steve Bartman, and I don't think he even goes out in public anymore. Thanks, Gordo. We'll talk to you soon.
Guys.